Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we're not going anywhere ourselves, but we are going to travel with an inanimate object. I've written some pieces about this, and today we're going to be traveling with our Christmas tree. I'm not often jealous of an inanimate object, but I've never had a helicopter ride, and our Christmas tree has. It wasn't a long flight, only about a minute, but it was just enough to lift 30 to 40 other trees and transport them to a warehouse for shipping. I'd been talking to Aaron Flecht, an owner of Emerald Christmas Tree Company in Bellevue, Washington, who assured me that transportation by helicopters keeps trees fresher by cutting the time needed to move them out of the field. Flett's company had been supplying trees to the Kroger grocery chain from Oregon for over 50 years. The trees are hand-tagged in August, cut in November and early December, flown to the warehouse, sprayed with chipped ice, placed in a refrigerated truck, and transported to the stores. That's a lot of traveling for such a young tree. Kroger's trees come from the Upper Michigan Peninsula or Oregon. Home Depot also buys trees from Michigan and Oregon, as well as North Carolina and Canada. The time period from harvest to store varies from 12 hours to 7 days, depending on the destination. In these days of carbon footprints, the question is whether the growing and transportation of our trees is an ecologically smart one, especially compared to artificial trees. And that is when I waded into the sometimes sharp discussion of real versus not real trees. The first issue in the debate is what to call not real trees. The Christmas tree industry uses the word fake, while the artificial tree industry doesn't call them anything at all. I looked at some artificial trees at Walmart and Home Depot. There was no mention of the fact that these trees were made of plastic. On the tree in the boxes, they were simply named for the tree that they resembled, such as 7-foot Douglas fir or Yonkers pine. The trees did state clearly they were made in China. As an aside, the first artificial tree was developed by the Addis Brush Company. In 1950, they patented the Addis Silver Pine tree designed to revolve with lights under it. While we never had that tree growing up, many of my friends' families bought it. Upon reflection, it did look a lot like a silver brush. The real tree people have some pretty strong ammunition in support of Christmas tree farms. The first is that natural trees are made in America. Many American farmers are supported by this industry. There are 176 members of just the Michigan Christmas Tree Association, translating into thousands nationwide. And according to Aaron Flecht, three trees are planted for every tree harvested from a farm, so that no trees are taken down in any of our national parks or forests. The numbers on the other side are startling. 85% of artificial Christmas trees are from China. The disposition of the trees are starkly different. Natural trees are biodegradable and can be placed in lakes for fresh fish habitat. They are recyclable and used to prevent beach erosion and for mulch. Our Christmas tree will be mulched by the big horizontal grinder owned by the city of Paris and made available to nurseries, schools, and residents. Artificial trees don't disintegrate well. Some come with a PVC warning, and in California, a lead warning. So they hang out in our waste disposal site for many, many years. According to Ms. Flecht, the movement is back towards natural Christmas trees. Their numbers are up even in these tough economic times. The Kroger chain also is selling more and at a lower price than last year. Home Depot couldn't release numbers, but would tell me they are the world's largest retailer of Christmas trees. That's a lot of tree movement and traveling. Our tree traveled by helicopter and truck over 3,000 miles to Paris just to light up our home. What I particularly like is that this Oregon tree will soon become mulch for a Texas garden. Certainly worth the trip. Now, there are Christmas tree farms in our area, and that would make it even better. It would be a short drive. The tree wouldn't travel far and yet provide all of the benefits of a natural Christmas tree. Hopefully, many more will be choosing that this year.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.